It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A big announcement might have said
kind of big.
Yeah, huge announcement, I think, once. And then I realized every time I looked over, maybe that was psyching you out a little bit. So with no further delay, the big announcement from you, my partner.
Well, so this is something that is kind of a long time coming. And this is going to be hard, man. It's going to be really hard. But I'm not going to bury the lead. Thursday, August 29th will be my last day on The Fan. And that may come as a shock to a lot of people. People close to me, it will not come as a shock because the people close to me understand. And we've talked about this. And this is, like I said, this has been a long time coming that I've... And again, I'm making this decision... To leave. And it was not easy. And it has been a lot of praying, a lot of talking with people I trust, a lot of, soul searching in a lot of ways. And, you know, this has been 13 years at this station. This is the longest thing I've done in my life in one place, you know, and that is... something I don't take lightly. I've been so lucky to be here. And again, I've got a ton of stuff to say. I kind of put this off, man. Like I was, and by the way, like Nick, I love you so much. I love you, Keith, so much. You guys have been so supportive. And Nick knows the second, I mean, dude, you knew when you came back, there was a chance that I may be leaving at some point. And I have been dead upfront, have I not, with you and yep. everybody in our circle that matter in terms of what my thought process is, you know, can we make this work? And you know, the answer is not right now. And there are a lot of reasons. And I'm going to tell you guys those reasons because I feel like it's important. I've always prided myself on being authentic on the air. And I think that's one of the great things Adam taught me when we worked together is, and he was so vulnerable so many times on the air. And I respect that a ton about him. I mean, you guys know, like when Adam left, it was super hard. It was hard for me. You know, when you're with somebody for a decade and you spend this much time together, it is extremely tough when that ends. And then Nick comes in, and I love Nick so much, and I was so happy when he came back to Cleveland to take this gig. And there's nobody in the world that's my biggest cheerleader than Nick. He does so much for me. Well, and Keith too. I mean, you guys, anytime someone's like, how do you do 5 hours on the radio? And I'm like, I have the most amazing support system, like, in the world, in any job. Like, my guys have my back every single day. And I don't take that lightly. Like, that is something that is, I'm grateful for that. So, you know that, dude. I don't even have to, don't give me the salt and vinegar eyes over there,
all
man.
All I got is the salt and vinnies. My eyes sparkle. You know that about me.
I know that. So when I started here in 2011, boy, that was a long time ago. You know, I was in my 20s when I started at The Fan, and I always kind of tell some people this. it was really funny when I took this job because I didn't know where it would go, where, you know, this thing was like so crazy when it happened back in 2011. I kind of heard through like a rumor mill that this thing was going to open up, and that came through Andy Baskin, who if anybody knows Andy Baskin, he is one of the sweetest, best dudes in the world. And, you know, I always tell him this. He wants to take no credit for it, but I tell him I owe him my career in broadcasting because he took me in and gave me an opportunity and like really looked out for me to get me into this gig, which I'll tell you. And there were so many people that were critical when I got this job because I'd had like no experience in radio. I definitely didn't deserve the job at all. I mean, I was just so lucky and blessed. And sure, yeah, I played football, and that's what gets you in this chair sometimes and gets you opportunities. And I acknowledge that. I totally get it. And I wouldn't be here without football. Football's given me everything. I say that all the time. It's allowed me so many opportunities, including this one right here, which has been awesome. Dude, I get to live my dream every single day. I get to come to work with you guys who are amazing people. Everybody from behind the scenes to our management team to our sales team who have been just absolutely unbelievable the entire time that I've been here. And, you know, to those people, I would say, I just say thank you, you know, and that probably doesn't even do it justice. But I'm so appreciative of everybody and everything that, I just can't say thank you enough. You know, this is one of those deals where like in life you have different chapters in your book. And this has been a chapter of my life that is just like ending for now. And part of the reason you may ask, like, why? Well, I mean, it's pretty simple in the grand scheme of things. When people do ask me, like, you know, why do you want to leave radio? And it has nothing to do with this station. It has nothing to do with radio. I love radio. I've become, I think, pretty decent at it throughout the years, and it took a lot of time to get to this point. Some of you guys out there probably still hate me and think I'm a douchebag. That's cool too. I don't care.
I'm right here.
but you know what I'm saying, man. And to get back to my point, I am doing this because I have to. And I'm convicted by this decision very, very passionately. And this is something I do not take for granted. I do not take it lightly. I have talked about this for God. This is like the most I've ever thought about a decision, and I feel so good about it, and I'm at such a peace because of how much time and effort and thought that I put into making this call. And I knew the day was coming at some point. I just didn't know when, and I know now. And one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, I'm leaving. You guys know this. I'm on the air from 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock every day. We've been on the air for 13 years. That's a lot of hours, right? That's a lot of time to be on the radio and be talking about sports, which I love to do, and all that stuff. It is amazing. There's probably people out there who are like jealous that we get to do this. And you know what? You're right. We're so lucky. We're so blessed. We get to come here and talk about sports, get paid for it. I get to wear like sweats and whatever I want to wear to work. Dude, this is ridiculous. It's like stealing. But the one thing it doesn't give me is time. And that time is up. And what I mean by that is I've got two kids. Okay. They're 11. And my daughter's a freshman in high school, just about to be a freshman, or is, I guess they just started. And she's 14, going to be 15. And she's doing activities. She's playing tennis. And, you know, last year, like my kids have activities like almost every day. My daughter had like 12 track meets last year. You know how many I saw? I saw one. Saw one track meet, and every other meet I have to get videos, I have to get texts, I have to sit here in this chair and put on a smiley face because I'm here, and that's okay. I get it. I mean, I know I've got to work and all these things, but like the time has come where I'm not going to be sitting in this chair. I'm going to be in the bleachers. Okay.
I think it is. You and I have talked about this a few times. I have never made a decision in service of my family that ended up being the wrong decision. I've made decisions on money that I've regretted. I've made decisions on ego that I have regretted. I have never made a decision that benefits myself and, you know, in your case, it's you're benefiting yourself by benefiting your kids by having you there. I've never once made a mistake in that regard.
And I know that I'm not making a mistake. I know that this is, like, I'm not going through another football season. And football season's tough. You know, that I'm on the road, and it's so cool, too. I mean, again, like, I'm living the dream of a lot of people, and I can't say it enough. Like, I'm just grateful for my life and for the opportunities that I don't deserve. Because I don't.
I think everybody in this room and pretty much everybody at this station would disagree with you on what you deserve and, you know, where you are. And, you know, I think some of that is owed to some newfound perspective on the health side of things. And, you know, I hope you know that we've seen you put that work in and how impressive and how, you know, I didn't know this Dustin Fox was in there, you know. Yeah, you and I have known each other for 12 years, and the last 9 months, I feel like 12 months, I feel like I've seen a different version of you, including, by the way, how you've handled this entire process.
I honestly feel like I have handled it the best anybody could. You know, I've been like completely upfront and honest with Andy and Tom before Tom left, and I'm obviously grateful for Tom who's given me this opportunity. I've been upfront with Jeff, our new market manager. I was upfront with you and Keith and everybody that's a part of this show, and you know, other hosts on the station. I sort of let them know that as the process was going, hey, we're kind of headed this direction, and this is where we're at. You know, you bring up a good point, right? Back in January, February, I was like going through a really, really tough time. I haven't really talked about it much, but what the hell? I'll tell you guys what's going on. Like, because I'm to the point now where I feel really good about the place I am in life. And like, dude, I was on the doorstep of dying at the end of January. And it's not the first time that it's happened, but it started to be too much, man. Like, I was basically having a mental breakdown, and everything was spiraling, and I was tired of it. So I got help, and it has been the most amazing decision that I've ever made. You know, I was not healthy and I was going to die, and people close to me were worried, very worried about me. And I'm so appreciative of my support system around me that they've helped me, you know, get through to the other side. And, you know, that moment in time or those months or whatever, you know, it has given me such a different perspective on what matters. And like, yeah, this is great, and money's great, and cars, and all, you know, whatever it may be, you have like stuff, or you know things are cool, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, my perspective on life is just like, dude, I want good people in my life. I want to be with my family. I want to be with my friends. You know, that's what I want to do. I made for so long. I made my career the only thing that mattered. I was so selfish for so long. I lost my marriage over my decisions and behavior over the last X amount of years. And that's hard. You know, that's a life event that I don't talk about it much because I do keep some things private, but it's okay. I told you I'm going to be authentic with you and let you guys know, because we're family. Like, you guys out there in the car, some of you guys have listened since day one, and I don't take that for granted either. So I'm trying to be as honest with the situation as I can be. And with that being said, you know, like, my kids aren't around every day. And so that is very hard. Very hard. So the time is limited. And so what I'm doing now is I'm creating time. And I'm very, very blessed to be able to do that. I have the most amazing girlfriend in the world, Sarah, who supports me. She's an angel, frankly.
Seconded. She's awesome.
Everybody who has met her would agree that she is the most amazing person in the world. And so there's that.
Well, I think to kind of pull it all together, you're making the decision. You're making the decision for the right reasons, which is to spend more time with your kiddos and your family. You're doing this at a point where your health and where you're at is exponentially. I mean, even
you
in the last
every day, man.
Even the last 6 weeks, another leap here, another leap there, and you're doing it in a way that also is letting everyone know that, hey, I'm going to go do this, these other things, and I'm going to just put my energy elsewhere for the right reasons and see where this goes. And I think there's so many people out there, if you're stuck in a rut, which you're not now, but you were for a minute there. If you're stuck in a rut, or if you're whether it's health or whatever, you know, you're kind of a symbol for that, man. And I want you to understand that that's really cool and really powerful that you can share this. And that even if there's one person that touches, that is a gift that you've given on top of 13 years of your life.
You know, I didn't know how much I'd share with the audience today. And I've already shared more than I thought I'd be comfortable with. But that's fine. It's actually liberating and beautiful in a lot of ways. You know, one of the things that I had to do to get healthy was I had to get sober. And I am 208 days without any alcohol. It has been such a game changer for me with how I see things. It's allowed my body to heal, my brain to heal. You know that I've had a lot of issues with my brain trauma and things like that. But, well, everything gets exacerbated by that. And I wanted to tell people that because it's not because I'm proud of myself because it's a very hard decision. But I just want to let people know, like, I thought that I was stuck. And I had nowhere to go, and life was over, and it was, there's so many things, woe is me, you know, don't want to be here. I wanted to kill myself, and I may have, but I didn't, and I'm here. And so with that being said, like, I am not, I used to have blinders on, and now I see everything, and I just want people to know. I'm sure there's dudes out there, females out there, whatever it may be, that have struggled with things. And you know what, man? Like, God has always used me in amazing ways because he's amazing. And I do. I feel like I can help people. And I want to share my story because why not? Why not? If I help one person, like, that's amazing. I try to tell, like, I tell people, and people think that I'm just, like, crazy because I've changed, you know, in a positive way to the point where I just really do want to give back and help people and serve. Because I've taken for so long from people and been such a complete a-hole. But that's okay. That's in the past. And what I have now is such an opportunity to move forward and to have that time. You know, I don't want to... Imagine, like, if I did this in 10 years and missed those 10 tennis matches in September or missed a football practice or whatever, man. Like... No, it's not worth it. Not to me.
There were days in January and February, and I'll just speak for myself, but I can guarantee you that everybody else who's worked with you on this show, on this station, and the guy sitting behind the glass there, where we were sick with worry. And
I know.
To be here almost 9 months. How many days was it again?
207.
And to see the change in 207 days, then you start to kind of broadcast that out to where you'll be in another 207 days. And it is, to say inspiring is probably not strong enough. And I am not speaking out of everyone here is proud of you, not just for this decision, which is in the best interest of your family, but to see you be the best version of yourself and to take ownership of your place in this world, whichever world it is, the Ohio State community, the Cleveland sports community, your job as a dad and a boyfriend, as a husband, sorry, as a son,
yeah,
and all this other stuff, it is awesome. Like, seriously, can I just
say, you can say whatever
I'm
you want,
proud
man.
Of you. And
thank
I
you.
Think everybody else here is as well.
I'm proud of myself. And I don't think I was for a long time. It's hard. It's like self-talk is and being positive is something that I really struggle with. And I've gotten better at it. It's still working on it. It's a work in progress. There's no doubt about that. But I think we're so hard on ourselves that we don't give ourselves a chance. And I have. And it's, dude, it's one day at a time. And y'all know what I'm talking about out there. It's one stinking day at a time, and it's stack the days. And I'm stacking days, and I'm far from a finished product. And it is, again, life's hard. But I'm like I just know, man. And sometimes you know, like, in your heart of hearts, like, you're when you follow the plan, and you just don't know why, but you're just like, okay, I'm just going down this path. And you're like, okay, things are good, things are good. Things are getting better and amazing. And all of a sudden, like, I'm here. Every relationship I have is better. I have closer friends. My kids, the relationship with my kids, off the charts. Off the charts. My daughter wants to talk about tennis and she wants to tell me about her friends. That's never happened before. So my point in saying all this and being this vulnerable, because I am like totally like out there, like naked right now, is that it doesn't matter like what you're going through. And I'm trying so hard to make this not about me, but we've been here 13 years and I don't want to parade as I leave, because I'm not about that at all. I just want people to know how much I appreciate you guys as an audience. The people that work in the business, other people that I've met or whatever it may be. And look, I'm not going away. I'm just taking a time out from this time slot so that I...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can do what I have to do.
Well, we're proud of you. We're happy for you. We know that you're going to keep killing it and that everything's kind of on the up and up here. And to see you free from the stress of this decision, if anybody had seen what Dustin looked like walking into the studio for this segment versus where you are now, it's like a weight has been lifted. So we'll have more on this, obviously, throughout this week. Dustin is, let us know Thursday is going to be the last show. But again, buddy, really, really happy for you and really, really happy to see you happy.
I appreciate it. And, I'm trying to get everything out now, but it doesn't have to come out now because we have time and there's going to be three more shows. I'm glad we did it today as opposed to later in the week. So at least people have time to kind of comprehend what's going on. And, the station wanted me back. I want to come back. I wanted to be here. I love being here. This is my family. It stinks. That's the sad part about it. But the positive about it is, that's why it's bittersweet. The sweet part about it is, like, I'm chasing, not even chasing, I'm just following the path that's in front of me. And it's one day, and it's just stacking it and getting better and getting better. And I am the healthiest I've ever been, the best headspace I've ever been in a long time. That tells me that this decision is 1,000% clear-headed. And that's where I'm at. And the reason I talked about the other stuff too is, like, dude, if people are out there and, like, driving around and they're like, man, you know, about to go home and about to be depressed and about to drink themselves into a blackout and feel terrible and think that they can't escape that, you can. And you can send me a message and I'll tell you. I'll tell you more, is my point. So that's it. You know, I wasn't trying to make this about me today. I just wanted to let everyone know, like, where I'm at and be honest with everybody as I'm heading out, you know, because I don't want people to think, like, oh, you know, because I put out some stupid tweets and stuff back when I was really, like, going through it. And I hope people understand that, like, that wasn't really me, you know. That was just kind of, it's embarrassing, but it still is one of those things that you grow from and you learn from it. And it's really just beautiful to see how good life can be.
Well, we're happy for you, buddy. We're happy for your family, and we're going to enjoy the hell out of these next 3.5 days. How about that?
I appreciate it. And I just want everyone to know, and, you know, this isn't like a speech or something, but I want everyone to know, especially the people, like, close to me, like, how much I appreciate everything that people have done. You know, I've met a lot of people throughout the last several months that don't have a support the way that I do. So I understand how hard it can be for many people out there that don't have the support like that I do. So, I'll be your support. You need some help, you holler, because I'm here.
Excellent stuff, buddy. You poured your heart out for about 25 minutes there about your decision, this Thursday be your last show.
Yeah.
Felt like we came back with a good 10-minute version of the 5 at 5, where we read, like, one of those sped-up Jim Rome CBS minutes. Yeah, we went straight to the... It might have felt a little bit rushed.
Maybe.
Do you feel, like, a little bit lighter after that?
Dude, I feel like $1 million.
So...
So I've been bottling all this up, like, acting like it's no big deal. I mean, it happened quick, obviously, because, you know, my contract ends at when football season starts, mm-hmm. you know? And so we kind of, like, do the deal around the same time every year. And it was coming up, and I just made him aware of, you know, the situation. So yeah, man, it feels good. It feels like, so anyway, I guess I got a little sidetracked there. This weekend I had my first college game. Well, it was a high school game, but it first game with ESPN of the season. And I just kind of was so locked into that I was just, like, pushing this aside, like, because I knew I had to do it on Monday. Mm-hmm. I had to do it, wanted to do it, and obviously it was coming, and Thursday's the last day and all that stuff. So I didn't think about it at all until last night. You know, I was on my flight back, and people around me must have thought that I was, like, a psycho, because I was, like, in tears, like, listening to music and looking at old pictures of the station and of, like, you guys. And, like, also, like, looking at my kids, when I started this gig in 2011, my daughter was 2.
Your little one hadn't been born yet,
was
right?
Not born.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, I look at them now, and it's like, where did that time go? It's sort of scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've talked to so many people who have... And I totally understand people that have to work, you know. There are parents out there that, you know, their job is the night shift or whatever it may be, and it sucks. And they would probably agree that it sucks. And if they had this opportunity, they would probably do the same thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were talking about this in the pre-show, you know, it's a privilege to be able to do this and being able to walk away. But at the same point, like... You know, it's so funny, man. I don't think we just felt happiness. There was no jealousy because, one, you put in your time here, and 13 years is eons in radio and certainly sports talk radio.
Yeah.
But two, you know, this wasn't a rushed thing. And if you're being fair,
dude,
if we're
everybody
being honest,
in my personal circle, my close friends, and that means people at the station, they know this was not a rushed decision.
Can I get a little extra credit?
Go ahead.
You said people 75 times in that segment.
You held it together?
I did. I just once. There was a couple that I was like, hit him with the people. And I was like, no, he's on a roll.
I only would have liked that if I were in tears. And I don't even know how I got through that, to be honest with you, because even thinking about it, I like, bro, the last 12 hours of my life, I've just been carrying around like a box of tissues. It's good, but it's good tears, you know? It's happy tears.
It is. It is.
And I can't wait to enjoy these last few days with you guys here in the station, the studio, and also our audience, you know. Let's have a run. Let's have a few days. And, you know, the other thing I do want to say is, like, yeah, it stinks that I'm leaving, but the show is going to go on. Like, you're going to be here, and you'll get a new host, or you, whatever happens. Like, I have no clue. But, dude, the show's going to go on. The listeners are going to be there, and I'll be off doing other things, and I'm going to still be around. And who knows? Like, the door's still open. My kids, when they're grown, maybe I come back. I don't know. But for now, this is what's happening, and I'm still going to be out there. Like, obviously, I'll be on ESPN every weekend doing college. There's a couple other things that may happen that are in the time frame that allow me to, like, be in the bleachers at 4:30.
Just remember, and because I felt this way when I took over for Adam, that 13 years, his 11 years, like, we can do that and we can take up the torch and run with it because you guys set it up. So that, you know, the great thing about radio is it's such a personal experience. That personal thing's not going away. It might get farther in the rear view. It, you know, you remember things even more sweetly when they're in the rear view, but, like, that is not taken for granted. And by the way, it's not just afternoon drive. It's what, you know, Jeff and Andy have done. It's the morning shows we've had. It's the night shows we've had. Like, that whole thing, that whole history, you're a gigantic part of that. So, you know.
Dude, I'm so proud to be a part of this station and what we have accomplished and grown into. Like, the thing about me leaving is that I have no doubt that you guys here on Afternoon Drive will continue to kill it in the ratings. It's football season, and we do a good job here, I think, of giving people what they want. We don't change our format, not a format, but our lineup ever, basically. And it's been consistent for our listeners and for our audience. And I don't know, man, I'm just honored to be, like, a little piece of how amazing the station is. And that's
it's a little bit more than a little piece. And give yourself a little more credit than that, buddy.
Bro, you know how I am, man. It ain't about me.
So if you guys just missed it, Thursday will be Dusty's last show with us as he is taking his talents to Fairlawn. Various country clubs around there. I kid. I think in honor of the routine on the show is I should just throw topics at you. And you just
how many do
up.
I pay attention to?
Yeah, I think that's so. What are your hopes?
One of the things I love about you is that you know when I'm locked in and when I may be spacey.
Yes. Yes.
Based on the salt and Vinny's.
But it's all about the salt and Vinny's. That, you know, it's funny. The best thing that I do and maybe the worst thing I do is I'm always looking at everybody and paying attention to everybody. But the downside of that is it can drive you crazy. Because
I'm just happy you didn't do the people.
Oh man, I was so close. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I wasn't that close, but there's a part of me that is a mischievous child. It's most of me, and I really thought he's got to laugh if I hit him with a people just once. But let's see. So we got expectations for the doubleheader for the Gardos.
Expectations to get the dub
Look at that. Okay.
I mean, a lot of takes in there.
A lot of nuance.
Nuance takes, yeah.
You're known.
Well, that's what they've said about me. I am the prep guy.
Are you? Is that a nuance thing? You into nuance?
You into nuance? You an addict?
You a nuance addict? Can I just tell you, because I know we talked about it in the polls.
Do people even know that's from Jim Harbaugh when he's talking to Jameis Winston like from 7 years ago?
No, because...
Because we just do it for everything now.
So, because it became shorthand, like, honestly, dude... I think it goes back so far to even when I was first here. I think it was a bit that we would do just kind of in between breaks or in between shows. And then somehow it just kind of organically made its way back. But I just want to call back to the fact that Justin Herbert and like 11 other people of the Chargers organization were stuck in a, in a, the thing with the thing.
Elevator.
Thank you. Words are tough. And that Jim Harbaugh's way of talking about it was to commend Justin Herbert's leadership.
He's a hell of a leader, that Justin Herbert.
His hair was a little wet, but his shirt didn't sweat at all.
He's a good-looking dude, man.
Honestly, I'm so bummed. I kind of wish Harbaugh had been the head coach here the last decade.
In Cleveland?
Well, remember...
But Joe Love reported it.
Remember...
They were going to trade for Harbaugh.
There was a trade in the works, and then it kind of fell apart there. Can you imagine how much fun we would have? Because listen, Kevin has won a lot more games than any other Browns head coach. We're appreciative of that. All right? This has been the most stable 4 going on 5 years of Browns football of my adult life, which is wild that I have to say that. I give it all away for a decade of Harbaugh. Because even if the team stunk, you know that guy would give you something to feel about. Pissed about dumb stuff he says. Happy at dumb stuff he says. Can you believe he just said that? I mean, Kevin, great guy. He's not a vibes guy, but he's a process guy. But man, he doesn't give you the kind of red meat that either Harbaugh does, but specifically Jim.
Can't plant potatoes one day and expect to eat potato salad the next day.
I would have made fun of him though for a decade for that milk with steak thing. That's still the weirdest thing.
I barely ever drink milk. Not that I don't like milk. I have no problem with it. I like chocolate milk. I like regular milk. I'm a milk addict.
Is that a milk thing?
I hate you.
But it's just with steak. Like,
he probably eats a steak well done too,
like,
right?
There's
like 100%.
Yes. Yeah. There's no way that guy's rare, medium rare. Maybe now that he's with the Chargers, maybe he would try the blue steak, which is like ultra rare. But that's just because it's blue and the, you know, Chargers have a powder blue uniform. That's it.
Those powder blues they're sweet.
I know the team name's the Browns.
You don't, what, go ahead.
I know the team name's the Browns.
Here we go.
We couldn't get powder blue unis. We had to be hyper literal.
You know what's so funny, man, is that the Eagles have those throwbacks they wear,
mm-hmm.
like with the yellow and powder blue. They're terrible.
Yeah.
In fact, had I made the team in 07, the very first game we were wearing them, like I actually had a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get to wear it, though, because they cut me. Yeah. But, they're the powder blue. And there's nothing powder blue about the Eagles.
Yeah, there's never been a powder blue Eagle. I just sometimes wonder whether, like, well, name's the Brown. Well, actually, I do know why they chose brown and orange. It's because of Bowling Green. Which... That's the thing you took from Bowling Green, not the Ivy League level education. There's ivy on the walls. Check it.
People thought that Bowling Green stole from the Browns.
Yep. Nope. Paul Brown. And you know what? Actually, that's. But still, you know, I was going to.
By the way,
Perry.
I'm not fact checking you right now. Are you sure about this?
Yes.
Well, you went to school there.
Yeah. Well, and I'm an Ivy Leaguer because there's ivy on the walls there.
Big facts.
Yeah, and I read it somewhere. Once. I actually think it
you
was
read
in,
a lot.
Too much, man. I've
That's
done
where you get all those big words.
I've got 2 books done in the last 5 days. I'm exhausted. Smarter.
How do you have time to read 5 books and then also like listen to every radio show across the country before we come in?
I don't know.
You're like, hey man, I was listening to 98.5 in Boston, the sports hub.
See, actually, you know how I do it? I read at night and then I listen to stuff in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'll read for like 4 hours a night. Sometimes 5, 6 hours.
When's the last time you listened to Detroit radio? Probably this morning.
My buddy Jim Costa. So last week.
Yeah. Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.